drive it, we can fix it. Leroy's Body Shop. We can make it look brand new. If you can drive it, we can fix it for you. Leroy's Body Shop.
They're rocks.
Well, good morning. 7:48, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Morning. What's up? Here we go.
Don't forget, we're on our stream. Find us on Twitch. Find us on Facebook. Find us on the Plan B Morning Show YouTube page. Make sure you subscribe to that. Don't miss out on any web-exclusive content. With that said, we got to keep moving here. It's time for your topic of the day. Brought to you by Sports 44. Try Sports 44 first for sporting gear, shoes, clothes, cool spirit wear, equipment, and more. Located at 2605 South Cleveland Avenue in St. Joe. Sports 44, sporting goods for all four seasons. Your topic for today. What's the weirdest lie you were told as a kid and actually believed it? Damn, I said kind. I spelled kind on the post.
God, you moron.
Stupid. I'm so dumb.
Moron.
Luckily, people got it.
I got a full list here. And you know what?
You were wait, hold on. You're a gullible adult. I can only imagine how gullible you were as a
great,
kid.
It was great. And so 99% of these are right from my dad.
Yeah, of course.
When you said the topic, like literally 5 minutes ago to remind me, I'm like, oh, yeah, boom, 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 boom.
Dad.
What else did dad tell me?
Just love lying to you.
Let's start with this one. I don't know how I remember this one right away, but it's significant. We'd go on trips as a kid. We'd go to swap meets. We'd be going to Ohio, Wisconsin, you know, traveling all the time, going to swap meets. As a kid, and I believe this for the longest time, so truck tires, boom, you know, on the highway, blowing up, laying on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm. Hunter.
It's a gator.
Oh, Jesus.
It looked like a gator. It had the tread on the back. Oh, my God. Dad,
there's another gator.
There's another gator, Dad.
So you believe
we're
that
not even in Florida.
Blown like, out truck he's tires. Like,
he kept telling me, he's like, they're getting more north. They keep coming up north. It's like, they could come from Florida, but that's why they're taking the highway, because it's faster to get to Michigan. That's what it,
ridiculous.
Dad.
Gators
I saw on the way to Ohio.
So many. So many.
They're everywhere, Dad.
We're dead.
All right, so that's number one. Number two, he would convince me that my brother and I were going to die in the haunted house every year. When we made it through, CJ, we'd hug each other.
Yes.
We made it.
Like, you would tell you, like, you'd be like, you guys are, you're dead. Like, you go in there, you're dead.
Yes, all for sure. It's like, kids, they love kids. A lot of the monsters don't.
A lot of kids go missing.
So, and this would start October 1st.
Oh, you'd let that run all month long. That's fantastic.
October would hit, and CJ and I, man.
That's fantastic.
We know at the end of the month, we're going.
Right.
Dad's going to take us. Dad, we don't want to go the whole month.
Yeah. No, we're going.
We'd be sweating about it.
We're going.
Why would you take us somewhere where we're going to die? We never got it.
Right.
You know? All right, number three. And this was most people, I guess. This one just went from my dad.
Yeah.
You know, actually, this was more from my mom and my grandma. Couldn't get in the pool.
30 minutes.
30 minutes. Yeah, wait, 30 minutes after you ate.
Where did that come from? Where did that stem from?
Google that. That's one I want you to Google this morning.
Okay, hold on.
Where did the 30 minutes, you know, waiting time after you eat come from? I'm going to go in the pool. I had to get out of the pool to go eat dinner. I didn't want to go eat dinner. I'm not hungry. I want to play in the pool.
Where did the 30-minute wait time come from? Oh, what is
my grandma? She had one of those real nice, one of those diving boards that don't exist anymore because too many people broke their necks off.
Yeah, right. You cannot get insured, by the way.
You know?
All right.
Yeah, those were awesome.
When I was growing up, I remember my mother telling me, you don't need to go... do not go into the pool until it was 30 to 60 minutes after.
60? I'm not going to that friend's house anymore.
All right, here. Swimming right after you've had something to eat isn't dangerous at all. The concern was that because digestion diverts some of your blood flow from your muscles to your stomach, swimming might somehow inhibit that necessary blood flow to the stomach, causing cramps so severe that you could drown. So you know what happened? One little fat kid probably got cramped up after he ate, right? Some little fat little Timmy over there, all right, he ate a bunch of food at a birthday party, and then he drowned in the pool, and then he ruined it for everyone. Now
everybody,
no one can go, right?
He was going to wait 30 minutes.
He would have cramped up anyways. He was a little fatty, all right? That's what it was.
God, man. Poor kid. So 30 minutes, that was fun, because we had a pool. Grandma had a pool.
Yep.
Nanny had a pool, and that was awesome, man.
I always, you know what my big thing was? And I think I thought it was because you were going to throw, you'd throw up. Like,
yeah,
like,
what
like
I
you'd get
was.
Water in you, or you'd and you'd throw up or something from the like the swimming. So, and they just didn't want vomit in the pool. So,
yeah. All right, last one. And this one's funny. So, when I was 5 years old, we moved to the house they live in now. And there were trees everywhere. I mean, I think my dad took down more than 100 trees. I'm telling you, the whole yard was covered in trees.
Yep.
And my brother and I, you know, we weren't used to the woods like that too much. And so, right off the bat, and I've told you this before, my dad told us that we had monkeys.
Right.
There was monkeys in the trees.
I've heard this one before.
And so, for years, we were going to school telling, hey, telling all our friends, hey, you should come over and check out these monkeys.
Yeah.
We don't see them too much. Like, but my brother and I lied. Like we actually saw a monkey at one point.
Because what you were hoping
see
was
a monkey.
Because what you were hoping was you take your friends back there and you'd finally
and
see that effing monkey.
Finally see the monkey.
Yeah.
You know.
And you'd be the
legit for a few years. I'd have friends over and we'd be going through the woods.
Yeah. Keep your eyes peeled. Hey, stop making noise, Johnny. You're gonna scare the monkeys away.
Until you know what it was a teacher overheard it one time.
Yeah.
She was like, no, you don't have monkeys. Like, what do you mean I don't have monkeys?
Just crush.
My dad.
Yeah.
My dad wouldn't lie to me.
Oh, he's lying. Just did you just run home that day crying? Dad.
Smith said we didn't have monkeys.
One more for you. CJ brought this up. Dad convinced you and him that there was a witch that lived in an abandoned shed in the woods.
And he'd always say, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, the old witch.
I forgot
in the woods.
About that.
Yeah. Your dad sounds like... Like he had
I
a lot of fun with you.
I'm
gonna shape up.
Terrifying.
Shape up.
Was there something about being a dad and like getting your kid all worked up and scared? Is there something fun about it?
So I think it is. I think there's something there.
You know,
because it actually happened yesterday with my daughter. We were in Lowe's getting some supplies, and they have like some big Halloween decorations. They got like this big skeleton band. It's like a big skull, a skeleton with a guitar, and then a drummer. Well, we walked past, and I was like, oh, look, they got decorations. And nothing happened, but when we came back around, it went off, and she jumped out of her skin. She's in Lowe's. And I'm just like, honey, it's okay. It's just a decoration. And I like for like the next 45 minutes, you just kept repeating, like, just a decoration. It can't hurt you, because that's what I'm saying.
She's convincing herself.
I'm like, Jesus, good Lord. But I also laughed pretty good when it happened, because she just, oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
I'm like, it's okay, honey. It's just a skeleton.
Yeah, he would. He would terrify us.
I think it's
not a thing. He would always try to get me on the motorcycle. And I'm like, no, that thing scares me, man.
Yeah. Well, good. That's a nice list from your very mean father, apparently. What's the weirdest lie?
I'm the best dad. Don't put that.
It's just so mean. Just Hunter.
He's the best dad. He just enjoyed scaring the hell out of us.
Hunter just got years of therapy because dad's scared of it. Monkeys and witches and everything.
Yeah.
Love it. Let's see. We got some answers here on Facebook. What was the weirdest lie you were told as a kid that you actually believed? Brian had a pretty popular one. If you sit that close to the TV, your eyes will become crossed. That was a big one. Or you
was
go
it crossed?
Blind.
I thought I was blind, yeah.
Or it was one of the two. It was either
something
you're
going to
go
happen.
Blind or your eyes are going to go crossed, whatever. Don't sit close to the TV.
Here's your VR headset.
Yeah, right there.
TV.
I think those tube TVs were a little bit different. The radiation coming out of those, the heat
You'll
coming out of that.
Little...
Yeah, a little bit more.
They hummed a little bit louder.
Mike said that eating too much sweets would stunt your growth. I think my parents told me that one, too. It would like, yes,
you ate a lot of sweets.
Everything
kid,
would stunt
you?
Your growth back in the day. I think they were just trying to.
Did you start drinking coffee at 2 and eat nothing but candy?
Wish that witch would have killed you on that woods. That's what happened. I wish you did die in that haunted house. We'll end actually with Matt's answer, because Matt's answer was my answer. We'll end with that one, but let's look at some other ones. Let's see. Frank said if you ate watermelon seeds or pumpkin seeds, they grow in your belly.
Yeah. For sure. Why?
Maybe they just didn't want
to. Is it not good to eat the seeds?
Maybe a lot of them. I don't think I was ever trying to eat seeds, though. I don't know if that was just them trying to make us more, like, aware.
Of, like, maybe not choke on it. But why not? Like, why not? It's not like, watermelons are definitely not growing in your stomach.
Yeah.
Does it hurt? I don't know.
Yeah, that was a really common one.
It was, though.
I think I remember, too, one time, like, my dad telling me about, like, oh, yeah, someone swallowed or, like, they breathed it in, and it grew in their chest, and it grew in their lungs, and they died. Like the seed did. Like Jesus.
Geez,
so,
man,
I don't know why.
You know why that's not? You don't hear that much anymore.
Because
everything is seedless.
Everything's seedless. Yeah. Because we slapped God in the face. We're playing
God.
Thanks,
genetically modified foods.
Yeah.
No more seeds. I had a grape one time. I had a seed in. I'm like, what am I eating? What is this?
Yeah.
What kind of a 1982 grape am I eating right now?
You get the seed-filled grape out of here. You bring me the seedless
ones. Give me
the
grapes that the humans made.
Let's see. Edward said the lie was that my brother was left on the doorstep by gypsies. Yeah.
Wow,
gypsy brother. Tim said if you swallow bubble gum, it takes 7 years to pass.
I was going
to
say that
That
one
was
too.
A big one. Here, I got to end
that
with
true?
This. No, it's not true.
Type that into Google. How long does it take to digest bubble gum?
It's like a normal. It's like the normal time. How long to digest bubble gum?
So why were they saying this? Because people just kept swallowing gum back in the day. I mean, if you swallow too much, I mean, it's going to get bound up in you, right?
Yeah, you'll safely pass gum within a few days. So yeah, I think that's
7 years.
Yeah.
God.
I don't know. Well, because seven years bad luck. Like if you break a mirror, everything. Maybe 7 years was just what they went with. But yeah, I know why it was. They wanted us to stop just swallowing. The gum tasted great, and we wanted to swallow it. That's all it was. So just eat 96 pieces of gum. all right, we got to end with Matt's, and a couple other people had this one, but and my dad did this too. Is that if you turn on the interior light, we're going to get pulled over. Or it will distract the other drivers.
And the car just immediately starts flipping.
Just, yeah, right. If you touch that,
interior light on. You just yank the wheel.
The worst thing you could do as a child in the car at nighttime was hit that interior
turn
light.
Turn that off!
What are you doing?
Can't see!
You trying to kill us? Yeah.
Yeah, what is that? The interior lights are for real.
That was such a huge deal.
We're going to get pulled over.
Yeah, right.
What, do you have drugs in here, Dad? What?
That was always, that was the route my
What's
dad always said, was that you'll get pulled over. You'll get pulled over if you have that interior light on.
Turn that interior light off. Put your hands up. Turn it off, though.
Spread them.
So what are you in here for?
That's it, buddy. You're going downtown.
All right. Serving 7 years for an interior light.
They'd throw the book at him, Judge. Life sentence. Life sentence.
Just riddled with tattoos coming out.
Get on the ground! Get on the ground!
Get on the ground! My God. He turned it on. My son did.
He's my son. You get on the ground!
Just getting that baton to the knee. Oh. Why you beat me? That wooden clunking noise. Clink, clink, clink.
We finally got him. The dome light bandit.
The bandit. Turning this
I don't know why.
I don't know.
I mean, you know what I'm going to ask my dad? Now, after this show, I'm going to call him later today and be like, Dad, why was it such a big deal to you if we turned that dome light on?
Turns out he had his dome light on. Another suspect behind bars.
He thought it'd be a nice, bright drive through the nighttime. Turns out he was dead wrong.
Coming up on the world's scariest police chases.
I'm Sheriff John Bunnell, and today we're taking down real criminals. Murderers? No. Worse. People who turn their dome lights on while driving at night.
Instead of somebody throwing them an AK, they throw them a dome light. This will take you to jail.
Your future won't be bright when you go to jail.
So stupid.
Just.
Well, it was a big deal.
It was a big deal.
Is it still a big deal?
I don't know.
Or do they not have the switch anymore? Is it?
I'm still apprehensive to turn it on at night. So maybe whatever.
Even as an adult,
yeah, I'm like, I don't think I want to turn that on. When we pull over.
Turn it off.
Get out of ground.
I can't see.
Get out of ground. That's so funny to me. Dude. Anyway. All right. We're going to take a break. We got more coming up. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Stick around. Brock and Hunt.